Hi, this is Romel from Auroville Radio, and we are in conversation with our Aurovillian veterinary doctor, Dr. Kumar. We are here to talk to him about his experience in Auroville and what we can do about animal care in Auroville.
Okay. I'm Dr. Kumar. I came 1995 to start a clinic in Coote Road. Then slowly I started to work on all farms. And the other people I used to know, and I started to treat them also. Finally, after my marriage only, you know, after my personal thing, and then I like to join Auroville. You know, I want in a new life, in my personal life, and I want in a new life. That's why I decided to join Auroville. At 2005, I started, you know, working with integrated animal care with Rita. That time, no, before she was the animal care, no, she has an animal care unit. She used to help animals in Auroville as well as in the villages. Then I had a chance to meet her. Then she also helped, you know, so many animals, and both together we helped so many animals in villages as well as Auroville. Then after, no, she passed away, no, and then Rita took care of the animal care, and Ingrid yes, from she is not Aurovillian, she only introduced me to Rita, and Niall was the one, and we integrated, and we start working for animals in Auroville. Then we start to sterilize the animals in the villages, and treating the animals in villages as well as in Auroville. Then and I started a newcomer period in 2006, and I worked for them 2 years with only cost of medicine. I did no sterilization for 400 rupees for female dogs, 200 rupees for male dogs. I did it in the street. And only for the medicine cost. I didn't charge, I did no free service, I did so many treatments. I charge only medicine cost. And I did so many euthanasia and other things also to help, you know, the suffering animals. Then and 2008 I became Aurovillian. And before we were in the team, Mary and Lorraine and Ingrid and Ursula and so many people before, as a team we were working. Then after some problem, personal issues or no egos, no, we separated from the integrated animal care. Then we started AV Strong with Ingrid T. Then I work, yeah, as usual, in the villages, sterilizing the animals, treating the animals. And I worked for her 5 years, you know, from 2008 to 2016, I worked for her. Now I am independent. I am working as usual, depending upon the calls, those who are calling me, and I used to go and attend the cases. These are the my activities, and since about 2005, I never worked in government, or I never worked for any NGOs. I just started here as I came from, not 30 kilometers from here. My native place is Mylam, 30 kilometers. When I, after graduation, no, the one bed told me there is no vet service here, no veterinarian is working here. No, they have to go to Kilinur or Pondi or Mylam. This is the triangular, no, the veterinary hospital. This is no vet is available. He only, no, advised me or to go here and work. No, this is before I didn't know about Auroville. 100% I don't know. I came to Coote Road only, then I, you know, it's naturally happened. No? Then I start to work with the Dhaikara, and when I was working with Diagra only, I got married. In 2004, I got married, and after my marriage, I asked, more money, 10,000 rupees per month as a service. Before she was paying only 2,000 rupees monthly is not enough for me. Then she said, no, not possible. Before that, she doesn't have any paka facilities there. Paka facilities mean no structures inside, and she got so much money donations out of my work and service, So many people came to know about Dayakara. They gave donations, and she got it, and she developed herself, and she is a strong personality. Because of that, everybody knows. Because of that, we cannot work together. She sent me out, and that's the reason was I took 10 days holidays for my marriage. She didn't like that. That was, she sent me out. Then I came out, she sent me out. Then I started clinic in Kuilapalayam, rental building, And it didn't work. Because of, I like to go to the animal. This my priority, go to the animal. Not bringing the animal and waiting for the animal, I don't like. Whenever they're calling, I used to come from Mylam. Before I didn't have here, I lived in Mylam. I used to come by bike. Before I used to come by bus. Then I started with the TVS. First I started with the TVS. I had a TVS here in Coot Road. I used to go in the villages. I do insemination for cows, treatment for cows. This is my first work. I had a container, insemination, artificial insemination container. I get the small container, the bike and the moped and TVS. I used to go to the villages, and so many people, out of my work, they like me and they call me, and I worked. Then only I started, here in Auroville. Insemination also I did, and so many things. The cow's treatment is my first work here, and then only I came to know about here so many people they had dogs. Then I started with dogs. I specialized, I went to training to get my operation on this sterilization program to Bluegrass. That time, Dayakara, I already had a experience, have my knowledge, and I like to have more experience in this. I went to Bluegrass. I worked for there about 1 month. I did 20 dogs in a day. There were so many dogs from the street, from the cities. They brought it, in the Bluegrass in Chennai. That was my good experience in this. One day, 20 animals is amazing, right? That was my experience, and this way I learned there, practicing in so many animals. Then I came here and I did sterilization in the operation setup in Dayakara. After that, I came from Dayakara. I don't have any facility. I want to go to the animal. Then I started, why don't we go with the table or whatever, the newspaper. I started working as a new adventure. Never before, no doctor really come to house and doing the operation. Then I realized, why don't we go like this? And I started, it worked, And I do minimum incision. When we, less bleeding, there will be less bleeding. There won't be much complication. Then there is no need for post-operative care. That only, within a week, they will be normal. There is no second injection also needed sometimes. Sometime when they open by licking, then I used to go and give the injection. That's the maximum treatment, second treatment. Otherwise, a single day treatment is enough. I take the animal from the place and I leave them in the same place. You know, there is no stress of transporting or some other stress is avoided. This way, you know, so many people like me. And it was working nicely. And I was joining Auroville. I was looking to stay in Auroville. I didn't get the place to stay in. No, I got only small, no, storeroom space in the Hermitage. It's away, no, so far away after Murta and in the forest. I like that place, but only the distance. I have to come, no, whenever calling, I have to come from there, no. Stressful, no, going up and down. It's a forest area with a bike and then I couldn't get the place. You know. I asked so many times in housing, I didn't get the place. Then I had a house, a rental house in Bommayarpaalayam. For 3 years I lived there. At the time I rented a house in Kuilapalayam again, no? Third time Kuilapalayam again for a clinic. At the time also it didn't work. No, this is my, basically I want to go to animals. This is my idea. Now only I got place in celebration now. I moved in now 2016 after no, 8 years of struggling to get the place in Auroville. I am exactly here. I like the place here in Auroville. I want to improve myself in my work professionally as a mobile unit to make, you know, comfortable, you know, working in a situation as a people, team of people, to go to the animals. This is my ambition is here. I have so many friends, but there are two I can say. Jasmine is the one helping, and she is supportive in a moral way, or in the, you know, kind of, I can say, spiritually she is also kind of spiritual person, and she is helping in this way. And she is giving good words, you know, kind of strengthening words. And Sonia helped me to find the place here in the housing. That's another person. And now is Romal. He's the third person. He's a good person. I like him. And he is helping. I'm just in the way of progressing. He's the one person in my life, I think. This is my story here now, right now. I want to go further also to improve myself in homeopathy, to help more. Allopathy, you know, doesn't have much, you know, helping leads for so many ailments. Only we can use only allopathy for operation. This is my experience here with allopathy. No other remedies or no other correct, no, treatment is not available. This emergency we can use allopathy. This is my experience here. Experience, and we don't have exactly emergency unit here to help the animal immediately. It's only time, no? It's a time as well as the structures what we have to help in the emergency case. We don't have infrastructure as it is in the Auroville, no? We have so much interested, no, animal loving people in Auroville as an international city. We can make it in the future, or if possible, no, nature permits, we can get it surely. We can help more animals in the need.
There's a place in your heart, and I know that it is love.
Well, we can also talk about your dream project. One very interesting thing you said was this new way of surgical,
yeah,
that you have developed,
yeah,
yourself,
yeah,
which makes the post operation care much less, It is less incision.
Yeah.
Do you want to speak more about it? How many animals you have cured with it, and how is the result in so many years?
Yeah, so many thousands I did. I never have my documents, but I have done so many thousands, I can tell you. So many hunters when I was working in integrated animal, so many hunters, and I was working with Avista also, I did it, so many. When I was working in Daikara also, Daikara is in a room I did. Outside means I did so many thousands, so many people are also asking, I go and do that in Pondicherry, somewhere in the city also. So many thousands I did, and it was, that's why the people asking me, and they love me for this work, you know. When we go to other places, they have the bad experience also. So many ways they are doing in the midline, or they are doing the big cuts, and they do more bleeding wounds. There are complications, and they are using so many old method, you know, the suture materials. You have to remove them again. These are the complications. I changed, no? I am using the absorbable suture material. You do not catch the again dog, and you do not remove the stitches. This is the thing I am using. There is, when you use unabsorbable material, cotton or some other material, there will be infection. You have to remove the stitches after a week or 10 days. This is not happening in my surgery. I am using absorbable suture material. You need not remove them. There won't be a infection. There won't be swelling. These are the advantage out of this technique. And I am making very, very minimum, as much as possible. If they are pregnant, I do that. Bigger. As I need for the, remove the uterus with the baby. Otherwise, as minimum as possible I do. I always choose, very avascular, no blood vessels, muscle layer to cut it, go through and stitch it. I stitch, step by step. Some doctors are somewhere, they cut in a single cut, and they stitch it only one, a single stitching layer. It's not good, when you go three layers, one layer is skin, after that there is a fat layer, and there are three layers of muscle. When I go by step, skin and fat tissue layer and three muscle layers, I switch it separately, individually. My cut is smaller, that's why I can make three suturing, closing, Then they cannot reach by biting also, And they, before or other bed, they do only one cut, they stitch it only one. Immediately they open. There are so many cases, they open and the intestine came out, there are so many horrible things happened also. This I heard so many stories about. My stitching, they won't reach to that third layer. They can reach only the skin layer, they can open only outside layer. They cannot reach my stitching inside three layers. This is my new technique. I made it. So many bed, they choose the cheaper anesthesia also. The animal will cry. This happened. My senior also, they use cheaper anesthesia. After recovery space, they're crying a lot. You cannot hear the voice, They cry a lot, and when they recover, yes, they feel a kind of pain, or this is an anesthetic effect. I am using a good anesthetic, and they don't feel at all. They won't cry for longer. They won't cry also. It's only, I am using the as much as standard and very good anesthetic medicines also. There is no, I give exactly what I want. They are not sleeping longer also. And they are not getting up in between operation. I just I know, because of anesthesia, because of my anesthetic experience, I know how much I can give. I have my control. I am a single person. In other places, they have two beds. Now only they develop. Now by single bed they can do. Before they have only the team of doctors, or they have two assistant or juniors they have always. After my experience, this is the only kind of invention, depending upon the need. I made myself. I used to go to so many remote villages, so many here, Kalparambakkam, Mathur, Alanguppam, so many villages I went, and everybody knows me here, surrounding villages, and I'm interested to help the animal. That's why I developed my technique. Very minimum bleeding will be there. That helps more, quick healing. That's why they don't want to be in a room, they don't want to in the post-operative. The next day they will be normal, they go eating, they go normally. That's the thing. When the rain is there, we won't do surgeries. In the rainy season we won't do, winter season we won't do, because of the infection chances. When they go on the street, they have chance to get the infection in the street. Otherwise, I am free to help, and we made a kind of tent also. We used to go to villages, and we have. I will ask the people to help me to have a room, to make a setup, to have a table and work like a place. They used to give in the government building or panchayat building. Sometimes schools also they gave me. Days to do this work, and we go to catch the animal. When we start a camp, we used to go in the morning, 8 o'clock. From Mailam, I start 5:30 in the morning. I used to come by bus, and here from Auroville, he used to go to villages, and he start work about 8:30 or something like that, and we catch 5 dogs. By running behind them also it happened. Before I didn't have the tool, now only after Avistar, I got the chance, blowpipe, giving injection by blowing. That helped also a lot. Before we were running to catch the dog, as a team of people from the villages also, they helped. And most of the people, they are used to have them, friendly with the dogs. They bring the animals, and I usually give the injection. After that finishing, we have to take care of the street dogs, those who are nearby the houses. We used to go catch the dog, and they were running. After the one injection, the dog also running to the field. We were going and searching for the dog, and it happened in the midsummer, also about 12 o'clock in the field. That was so many experience like that. After the injection, they run. We have to catch them. After the injection, they may go and sleep somewhere else. We don't know exactly where to find it. Just we were looking and chasing them. And finally, we got also. Like that, so many interesting thing happens. And now, after the Avistar, blowpipe. That was amazing. After the injection also, they run here. After the injection they got by needle, they just fly. I have to go behind them and find them. That's also very interesting, but it's very difficult work. Nobody like to work in the villages. Nobody is ready to work, go and without any help. I have to find the people for a kind of support. That was interesting. I am interested to that work, but opportunities are very limited. I'm looking for the team of people as well as some structure and financial support needed to do that. Before that, I had so many personal frustration, and that made me to give a gap in my work. That time so many people called me, and then they were they start to dislike me. That was my bad thing happened. Because of my personal thing, mentally I was not ready to answer the calls. That was the bad impression created on me. Now I am ready full to work for the animals with so much interest, and I am looking for that. And what I can say, pray the God, this is my help now.
It's very interesting, all the things that you are saying. It's very inspiring also, because in all your conversation, all I can see is passion. Passion to heal the animal, to reach the animal.
Yeah,
unlike all other doctors that I have also known, the first thing they say is, bring the animal to me.
Yeah.
And I think you are the first doctor who's telling me, okay, you don't stress the animal,
yeah.
I will reach the animal.
Yes,
and you are working on your project Vet on Wheels.
Vet
that is your idea also.
Yeah, yeah.
Can you speak, how are you going to carry out your process as Vet on Wheels in Oroville?
Vet on Wheels, yeah. Now I have only the bike, no? That Romal, yeah, you gave me the idea to make a kind of mobile unit in your bike. That's a good idea, yes, yeah. But I don't know how to start it now. I'm interested to make it, no? Real, no? My dream come to real. I'm just in the process, and yeah, I'm eager to make it, no, in the ground level. I don't know how to start, and I want to have a kind of package or tools in my bike. I don't know how to make it. Otherwise, if I have, you know, kind of a chance to have a four-wheeler, we can make a, you know, super kind of simple, as much as simple, because whatever the money, we can make a simple unit to go to the villages, and those who are calling, or community wise also, we can make a kind of campaign also. We can make, you know, kind of scheduled, you know, monthly or weekly once, or like that camp. We can give it, you know, to villages also, and we can give vaccination and sterilization and treatment wise, we can do that. This my most, yeah, eagerness to go to the animal. Those who are calling is very impressive for me. If they are calling, means this make me more, no, pulling, no, this give me more energy. Instead of going to the animals like that, I am waiting for the calls. So I am now, if I have support on this level, no, to make a mobile unit, that would be very nice for the animal as well as my interest. This is most my lifetime interest, I can say.
I'm sure as a community in Oroville, we will all want to support you.
Yeah.
Because this is gonna in turn support us, having a mobile unit coming to each community to take care of the animal citizens of the community.
Mm-hmm.
They are also part of this community.
Yes, yeah.
So, speaking more about animal care, what are these some tips that you can say people can start thinking for their animals, just as a normal way?
Mm-hmm.
For example, means now if the animal meets some kind of injury or something,
mm-hmm.
so the first thing we have to do is we have to take it to Pondi.
Mm-hmm.
So, while we are traveling the animal, or is there anything we can do to make the animal easy?
Yeah. When you are transporting animal, you have to cover the box, no? And they are exposed to outside, they are more stress. The stress factor, no, affect the healing process.
So what about the challenges that you are facing in Oroville? Like when you want to do this project Vet on Wheels,
mm.
so what are the main challenges you are facing? In terms of your equipments, or are people also open to the idea of Vet on Wheels, and do you have places in Oroville where you can conduct your surgery? Because when you go Vet on Wheels, your premise someone has to
yes,
give you.
Yeah, yeah.
So what are the challenges you're facing in carrying out this project?
Yeah. We need basically the one place in Oroville, particular place, no? Then we can have a setup to have, you know, whatever the mobile unit, or we can keep, and the tool or everything, we need a place in Oroville. and a team of people also. And of course, the financial situation also we need, okay? We have to look after this, follow-up. We need a financial, there are the main thing, the place and the team of people and the finance is needed now here. It has to be, how to go by channel, I don't know this exactly, I don't know how to go through this. When we have a kind of information, it would be very nice. Yeah, to make a mobile unit, we need a financial support. There are people, so many people are here, but we are not connected. I met so many interested people, they are not connected well, well balanced or in a team. This is the drawback in Auroville. I know so many people, but it is not channelized properly in a team to do the work and to see the work from outside also. We can show that, show them, we are here in Auroville. We don't have, everything is going under the some screen or, behind the screen, like this is going. We need a kind of, to show the world also. Auroville has a paka setup to help the animals. This is not happening here. This, it's only within the wall or behind the screen, it's under the world, it's happening like this. It's not professionally, it's not exposed. It's a kind of, it's not ethically also exposed. It isn't just going, we can go to Pandi, we can call a doctor from Pandi, just like that it's going. We don't have specifically from Auroville. I am here, Aurovillian veterinarian, but we are not using, our energy as well as our, professional knowledge to the community. We need a community support for that. Community should welcome, or you have to make it in a concrete way to give to the animal. We are the people here to offer, Everybody is here to offer the community, but it's not, in the animal care is not happening. In other units it's happening. The animal care unit is very sick now. It has to be treated. It has to be brought into the level of, to see the world. The world can help in the way, in turn, for us, for the help, for the help of the animals. It will go to the, directly to animals. It's not for humans, Because of the human egos, we are just stuck in this position. We are not helping properly. This is my worry. It's not happening, Between, we are always fighting and, fighting. We are not doing the proper help for the animals. This kind of documentation they are doing. They are not doing the real thing. They are not coming to, they have the money, but they don't have, compassion for the animal. I can see. When you are here with the animal only, you can feel, the compassion, and you can, really, this is the attachment. Then only you can see, what is you are doing for the animal. When you are sitting in your room, giving the money is not a animal care.
Yeah.
Okay, it's only kind of business. When you are coming to the animal, or you are going to the animal, then you can see what is animal need, how they suffer, how you help them. This is the monitoring. Then they are always saying, why you are charging the street animals so much? Animal is animal, okay? They don't have opportunity to live in the house. They have all right, to have all the health problem and health treatment and everything they need, same thing. But they are thinking, people, street dog, why you are charging 2,000 rupees? First of all, no vet is going to the animal. No vet is going to the villages. They won't touch the animal. No, I do everything. Taking the animal, injection, shaving, everything I do. This is my work. okay, they are 2000. They are not thinking, they are not comparing, no, how much their other beds are, how much they are earning outside. They are not seeing this. Only that when this is the minimum, 2000 is the minimum. As we are in the Auroville, as a kind of, you know, offer, we are doing this 2000 rupees per animal. They are not looking in this way. They are 2000. When you see 2000 is the fixed money. They are seeing sometimes, no, they are pregnant dogs, they are big dogs. No, I do the same with the same, the big dogs, the pregnant dogs, they need more anesthesia, more work and more materials also, input they need. They are not considering this way. They are saying, okay, I cannot charge, no, each animal. They are giving only 2000 per female dog. For 5 years I am doing this. When I ask more, they don't like me now. I am an Auroville, I am experiencing, I don't have any source of income. How I can live with this? It's not regular work also. When we do, we need people to organize, you know, camp to in the villages. The people, they don't like animals in the villages. You know? They hate animals. They always chase. How I can find the people in the villages also? Animal lovers. We are animal lovers in Auroville, but we are not doing the work here or outside in the village also. This kind of, you know, we are people here, but we have to make them in a team. Most of them, you know, we are not speaking out what we need, you know, for the Auroville as a setup. Some people, they want to give the money and they stay away. They have to integrate. They have to follow what is going, what they did. They are not following. Only just they see one day or they just go away. They give money. Then, what is the asset for Auroville? We left. They are not considering this factor. It has to be, you know, taken in account, and we have to look it for the future.
Those are very strong words you're saying, and there's a lot of meaning behind what you're saying. As being part of Auroville as a community, what are we doing and what are we saying that we want to do?
Yeah.
And we want to thank you from the radio taking time to speak to us.
Okay.
And hopefully we'll speak to you again in future.
Yeah.
With your project Much in the Way,
okay.
Your Vet on Wheels.
Okay.
And is there any contact number that we can have from you?
Yeah.
People can
call mobile number 944-320-3092. My email ID is drkumar@auroville.org.in. Thank you very much, Romal.
Thank you so much, Dr. Kumar.
Yeah.
Bye.
Very nice meeting you.
Hear the